I'm Eileen Rivers, and you're listening to Punchlines, where we pick a theme and put together the best late night jokes. Today's theme, less than a week before Election Day. Are you packed yet? Dreading this election? Thinking of moving to Canada? Late night comic Conan O'Brien makes that choice a tad easier by listing that Prime Minister to the North, Justin Trudeau, as an option for voters on Election Day. Listen to how he thinks things are going to pan out. And if you pay close attention, you'll hear the connection that comic Seth Meyers makes between House Speaker Paul Ryan and Charlie Brown. Conan, Meyers, Jimmy Fallon, and Jimmy Kimmel in today's Punchlines.
Election Day is 1 week away. I wish it could go longer too, but it is. It's coming on Tuesday. Things are looking up for Donald Trump. According to a new ABC Washington Post poll, for the first time since May, Trump is leading Hillary Clinton by 1%. They're neck and neck. He's going to be so pissed if he wins this thing. He's threatening to move to Canada.
In a week, millions of Americans will learn if their new leader is Hillary Clinton or Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. Watching. It's gonna be that, right? And the winner is Donald Trump. Click, up
yep.
You go, and you're back.
Yep.
There's exactly 1 week until Election Day, and this is probably a bad sign, but that's where the calendar just stops.
Yesterday, Ohio Governor John Kasich revealed he voted early, and it was for John McCain. Yeah. Yes. Apparently, some people voted as early as 2008. That was impossible.
The big story, you guys, is that the election is just 1 week from today. Yes, I know. So, I know. So I guess in 1 week, we'll know if Donald Trump is our next president or if Hillary Clinton rigged the election. So that, just so you know, that's what we'll know. One of the two.
This is a sign of our newly digital times. President Obama is set to leave office in January, and when he does, he's planning to turn all his social media accounts over to his successor. So the @POTUS Twitter account will go to whomever wins the election. Just what Donald Trump needs, another Twitter account. And if Hillary Clinton wins, Bill will assume control of the White House Tinder account, the official White House. Oh, because he loves, you know.
So on the campaign trail, Hillary Clinton working very hard to remind people that Donald Trump is too casual about using nuclear weapons. Yes. Trump defended himself and said, I don't need nuclear weapons. If I want to destroy a city, I'll just buy property there. That's all.
House Speaker Paul Ryan told reporters today that he voted for Donald Trump, and I think we actually have a clip of Paul Ryan heading to the polls. It's a tough day for that dude. It's a tough day.
Did you see this? A memo from a veteran spy says that Vladimir Putin has been supporting Donald Trump for 5 years. After hearing this, Trump said, oh my God, I forgot it was our anniversary. What do you get for 5 years? A crystal? I hope it's not China.
And to watch Punchlines online, visit opinion.usatoday.com. While you're there, vote for your favorite joke from today's show.